Hello, guys, and welcome to the TDC Connected meeting for October 5th, 2022. We have a guest speaker today, Miguel Delgadillo with Power Dental USA. He's going to be speaking with us about a number of things, but I want to do a quick introduction about him, as I know some of you have already worked with him over at Power Dental USA and know him, but others may not. He is from their sales and operations team. He's been with Power Dental USA since last year. Miguel has a background in drug and medical device manufacturing. He's worked for Stryker Surgical in the past, which led him to Power Dental USA eventually. And he's going to speak with us about a variety of items and hopefully help your knowledge base and allow you guys to increase your sales, which is always the ultimate goal. So just a quick introduction there. Then I wanted to let you guys know once again, quick set of instructions to join the conversation. Simply hit *6 on your phone. That will unmute your line and allow you to ask Miguel some questions. But we're going to have him speak with us initially about Power Dental USA and a couple of other topics therein. So hang tight here. Miguel, can you hit *6? On your phone and unmute yourself.
Hey, everyone. How we doing? Can you guys hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you okay, Miguel.
Awesome, awesome. Thank you so much. And David, thank you for the opportunity to go speak on behalf of Power Dental USA and really in front of all the dental franchises. And so I should say the Dentist Choice franchises. First and foremost, I want to just give a shout to Phil and John and Scott for kind of starting these conversations. Many of you who are aware or may not be aware, Power Dental within the last 11 months here has been in this transformative state where we've been evaluating internally all of our processes and, you know, all of our sales and all of our distributors and really, you know, hunkering down and figuring out from a standpoint of manufacturing and sales, you know, what it is that we need to do to not only sustain and continue our sales at the level that we're doing, but also in the future. And that's probably the most important thing here. As you guys all know, prices are going up all over. And even the labor right now, we've had our own challenges. So we're trying to really persevere through these times and really make sure that we're set for the future and having team ready to support you guys in the future and all growth that's coming to Power Dental. So we're excited about that. Really, David, do you want to start anywhere specifically? I can give you a little bit of background. I'm not sure how many are specifically, you know, are using Power Dental products, instruments. I know there's a good handful.
I was thinking an introduction, a brief introduction would be great, and then maybe go into what differentiates Power Dental USA versus, you know, your industry-wide competitors. And then I've got a couple of follow-up things after that, if that's cool.
Yeah, of course, absolutely. And so, yeah, so as many of you may know, the sharpening and retipping that we're currently doing, a lot of you have been in business with us for a very long time. That's something we really cherish here. And so just recently, within the last few months here, we've chosen to take a direction with increasing our pricing. And so, you know, based on, you know, the numbers and based on all of our distributors, we had to feel comfortable with being able to push our pricing so that we can sustain it. And so that's kind of what started our whole conversation here with Dental Choices. It was in regards to what we can provide further to you guys, what we're currently doing for you guys, and some of the service that we're providing to all the Dental Choices. And for those that don't know, we're a full one-stop shop servicing company. So, you know, if you do need any resharpening, if you do need any retipping, if we can't sharpen or we can't retip, we have an amazing trade-in program and new instrument program that you guys can really take advantage of. Compared to the industry, as far as prices go, we've been relatively low. I know, like, with this price increase, it's been a little bit more than, you know, a little bit more than what normal is, what normal would be considered. But like I said, we had to take drastic changes inside manufacturing to make sure that we kept up with current costs going all around the country and also sustain us for the future. And so, feel free. If there's anything you guys have from an instrument standpoint, if you're not using us, I highly recommend you reach out to some of your peers that have been using us for a long time to understand, especially the quality of the instrumentation that we're providing back, and certainly so in the future, the service that we're going to be providing moving forward with communication and all the things that we want to do here at Power Dental. We want to be the Amazon of all servicing for all dental instrumentation, and so that's something that we're striving for here.
Now, what makes you guys, I've heard through the industry that the quality at Power Dental USA is great. Why is that? What makes you guys better than the competition?
Well,
I have heard it, but I don't know why.
So it's definitely, we never compromise on quality. And, sometimes it's a double-edged sword, right? Because in manufacturing, it causes a ton of headaches because we want to give out the best. And so we don't really settle for quality in all of the stainless steel that we have. Everything that we produce is obviously in the U.S. And so, we really strive to make sure that our customers' expectations are met. And we do that through, obviously, the quality and the servicing for our customers. In these last months, when we've done our evaluations, we've seen in the last 20 years that the ownership has done a really good job with the ingenuity and the servicing as far as getting the products out. But what we're really focused on these last 11 months has been really how do we take it to the next level for all of our franchises and all of our distributors, and what is it more that we can do to really not only, push the envelope as far as sales go, but help you guys make more money too. And, up until a few months ago, the strategy has been, to wholesalers and then retailers and, are there benefits for those wholesalers that are producing, way more than, others. And so considering that you guys are a franchise within itself, we did some thinking on our end and we're like, if these guys can, put their, get their numbers and put it in a state where they're growing with us every single year and they're growing their sales and they're making money for themselves and we're making money for ourselves. And, if we can offer, cheaper alternatives for some of the instrumentation that we provide, I think it would be a win-win for everyone. And so that's kind of where we're heading to. That's what we're excited about. It's certainly the quality. It's what's coming is going to be the service and the communication with you guys. We want to have, one day, 3 day turnarounds. Some of the sorting fees that you guys spoke of earlier in the year, that stemmed from, management. We came in and we said, all right, should we be charging them for sorting? Does that make sense? And so, we've kind of taken that away now. And so we're really just building this to build you guys and all of your sales that you guys have coming. And that's kind of what really separates us from the rest.
Okay, what we've done with other vendors in the past in other, aspects of the dental handpiece repair business is, grouped all of our franchise owners together and been able to, basically provide a lot of sales for these companies, so we get, obviously, a group discount on that. So we're hoping to take advantage of the same thing with you guys and bulk our Dentist Choice franchise owners together so that those numbers are something that you guys are happy with and hopefully we can grow moving forward.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's been the whole brainstorm here. That's been the whole, like, all right, let's not go to dentist choices and figure out, separately or individually, okay, what can we offer this customer? There's going to be, some dentist choices that are stronger in some areas than others, but we're going to collectively as a
right.
unit build upon the distribution.
Awesome. Awesome.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then one of the concerns, and maybe some of the guys will mention it because they'll have a better feet on the ground in the office experience to go off of with you, is, we've seen across the whole industry a raise in prices, whether it's the replacement component parts or the entire dental handpiece itself. But what most manufacturers and supply companies have done with us is, if there's a cost increase to us, we've been able to pass that cost increase to the customer with education, letting them know why, but everybody kind of knows why now at this point anyway, but that their costs are going to go up slightly. And I just wanted to know, are our franchise owners able to charge their customers more in the field because of the increase in price for the service versus a year ago? You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah, no, David, absolutely. That's a conversation that every dentist is going to have with their own customers, but I would absolutely say yes. I mean, if you look around all companies all over, especially in the dental industry, you will have that the prices have increased I wouldn't say substantial amount, but they definitely have increased for sure.
So the retail that you guys charge to your customers, let's say Dr. Smith on First and Main Street calls you up, his costs, mm-hmm. if he went direct to you, are more than they were, let's say, a year ago as well?
Yes, absolutely. And then not to mention, too, you know, we have thresholds, obviously, too, from what separates retail from wholesalers. And so everyone in Dentist Choices are wholesalers. So the pricing that you guys are getting is substantially cheaper than what any doctor down the road would get.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, those were the basic questions I had for you.
Thank you.
I'd like to open up the lines for Q&A from some of the guys that have experience in using you and maybe some that don't. So if anybody has any questions, love to hear from you. Again, you hit *6 on your phone, guys, and you can join in. And
yeah, Scott here. Hey, Miguel.
Hey, Scott.
I definitely want to delve into some marketing and things that we can, you know, that I have a few suggestions or thoughts, but how to help us all grow. I think we need to be led a little bit how to better. But before that, I think it would be good to just, in the past year, I know your company had, you know, in addition to yourself, some turnover in the service area. And there was a time where there was a lot of grumbling, you know, between some of the franchises on an email chain that things were taking longer and orders were getting missorted. I think it's been cleaned up, but you might just want to speak to that to put everybody's, you know, anxiety or concerns of using the service for logistics and things like that. I guess maybe like how things are received and, you know, this every step that it goes through and what I know if customers want to estimate that could delay an order, but you just might want to alleviate any concerns about the service and that the people that are in place now and all that for some people that may have been wavering or concerned to use the service. And then I'd like to get into marketing, but go ahead.
No, thanks, Scott. And that's I'm glad you brought that up. As we embarked on this journey 11 months ago, and I say embarking our journeys because the partner of mine, Kyle Lim, he joined as well. And we had to take a real, you know, look internally and say, you know, are we set up, you know, the way we want to be right now and for the future? And so some areas we said no, and some areas we said yes. And some of those areas that we said no, Scott specifically has mentioned that, you know, some of that has been serviced. Do we have a team collectively ready with experience to make sure we, at every single component, every single instrument that we produce is to the quality and the metrics that we want? And so I will say that 11 months later, we are absolutely in the one of the best positions with the client or the with the employees that we have that are really driving our efforts to be one of the best servicing companies in the country, and that's kind of the whole, you know, increase in pricing situation, right? And so, you know, when you get a Thornton's or a Shell gas station that can pay just as much as a laborer in a sharpening or a retipping business, like that's competition. And so we have to really, you know, we had to really take a big look at our labor and just understand like, look, we have some very special people. And as aside from benefits, what can we do to really, you know, keep them here with us and have them grow with us and really have them drive on the quality and innovation side of our business. And so, you know, what was a problem in the past, I'm sure there was, you know, grunts about some of the servicing. I can imagine how it was in the past. But one of the things that we've invested in here in the last 11 months was an ERP system. And I don't know if you guys are familiar, but it's called NetSuite. And it's probably one of the top three ERP systems in the entire world. And so the innovation that goes into their software is in the billions every single year. And so we brought that on into Dental USA. Some of your invoices, you've probably seen have some, you know, some changes to it. some of the processes have kind of changed a little, but we really are planning on driving NetSuite software and implementation with all of our dentist choices and making sure that, you know, the servicing part of it and the time frames and all those things that we've been discussing prior to this, that we come out on top and be the best in the country. That's our goal from the beginning, and we're really driving it. We're really going trying to get there for sure.
Okay, but as far as the actual process, so, like, let's pretend I sent in an order, the customer filled out, please sharpen, and then they check the box, okay to retip. You guys receive it, and then they're logging in how many instruments came in, and then are they evaluating at that point, like, or does it have to go back to the shop for them to determine? I guess as far as the chronological steps, you know, and where –
So in the past, we had people that were considered, you know, evaluators on sorting. So, but now what we've done different than in the past was we specifically have the department now specialized with when orders come in for sorting, they know and have been trained to look at the instruments, sort them, obviously write them in the service order, and then move it forward into the shop. And so rarely, compared to before, are there times when the shop may or may not disagree with, you know, some of the sorting decisions that have been done up front. I don't want to say never, Scott, because obviously we want to have a good, strong, you know, shop team to challenge us as well on the front end. But more times than not, especially more times now than ever, our sorting, a specialized unit that's looking at all of your guys' instruments from the beginning, has done a really good job and really, you know, pushed the timeline from instead of just sending everything to the shop and having to determine on the floor, you know, really pushing and driving all of those changes.
Okay, and I think all of us can relate. In our world, we sometimes quote a customer that we can rebuild a turbine and then later find out that, we probably should have quoted to replace it. And anyways, I have marketing stuff, but I'll let others chime in before I hog the question asking.
Does anyone else want to chime in or let Scott?
Yeah,
hey
David, it's John Sisti. How are you?
Hey, real good, John. Thanks for being part of the group here today.
Yeah, I was on. Sorry, I had to get off for a minute. I missed part of what Scott asked because a customer called me. So I'm gonna piggyback on what Scott kind of just ended with about marketing material. So Miguel, we it's like you said earlier in your call, it's a win-win if we can sell more products, you know, more business, drum up more sharpening, retipping, and selling of new instruments for you. It's good for the individual dentist choice folks, and it's good for you and for Power Dental. Do you guys have any marketing or sales flyers or things that you maybe can share with us or offer us where we could put our, you know, sticker on it or our name and address on it, and I can, you know, send those out with every box or handpiece repair that I put in the mail? You know, even if you had, you know, a flyer, a one-page flyer, I don't know what you guys have, but, you know, that would be guaranteed instant advertising going out to hundreds of dental offices, I'm sure, if that's something you had that you might be able to share with us rather than everybody trying to make up their own.
Yeah, no, that's a great question, John. And that's kind of the whole one-stop shop. We want to be your guys' hub for all of your transactions. And so one of those efforts is getting great marketing pieces for you guys, building the story around your servicing and how you approach different offices. Obviously, everyone's going to do things a little bit different, but what we're trying to really capture is how do you tell the story? How do you evolve a customer? How much is each customer worth? And then how do you take them on this journey of retipping, servicing, and resharpening to trade-ins and eventually, you know, getting them to use all the instruments that you're doing, and then you have a full servicing for every single customer that you're doing. So that those are pieces that we are working. I actually have one with me right now that I've seen. I've had our marketing work on it. And so We will be providing that to you guys, because if there's anything that we can give you as far as ammo goes, if there's conversations we're having with a few dentist choices that have great success doing one thing, then we're gonna share that with everyone so that you guys have all the ammo you need to move forward.
I mean, currently all I have is a price sheet that lists out, you know, all of the various types of instruments for sharpening and retipping, but I don't have any kind of one-page flyer that's got, you know, maybe got some pictures of some instruments or tips. And rather than have 35 dentist choice guys and gals trying to, you know, go to Vistaprint or whoever they use and create a flyer, if that was something you had that you could say, here's something, if you want to use it, you know, we're offering it to you. So it sounds like that's a yes. And is that something that we could see in the near future?
Absolutely, John. Of course, absolutely. And like I said, we're already starting this whole process here. We have our logo on it, but David, that's something I want to talk to you. Do you guys have a solidified logo for the entire dentist brand? Or is
we do. Yes, system? Absolutely. Okay. And so I can get that for you if your team can integrate that onto the flyer, and that would be the flyer that we disseminate to our franchise owners. That'd be amazing.
Would love it. You know what we'll do, John, then is we'll take the logo information and then we'll put it in a recommended banner flyer for you guys and a paper stock for you guys.
Yep.
And maybe, I don't know, maybe I can talk to the team internally. Maybe we'll start you guys off with a first class of stock. Maybe we'll send every dentist choice some material here just to start get you guys going and moving forward.
Okay. I have one last question, because the last time I asked the question, and when I called into the office, I wasn't clear on the answer. Just so I know how to deal with my customers, because I know what I charge, what is your retail price to sharpen and retip per end for instruments? Do you have that in handy? Just a curette,
like
a scaler, just a standard scaler.
It's about double with what you guys are charged, John. So if it's, you know, right now, besides dentist choices right now for retipping, it's roughly $3 per end. Dentist choice right now is getting contracted in for $2.50.
Right.
So retail would have to pay roughly $7 for a retip.
Per end?
Per end.
Okay, because I just don't want to – I mean, the other thing is I have a couple of your catalogs that were sent to me early on,
and
you know, I want to give some more of them out, but my only concern is that what I tell them my price is not any higher than what your price is. If they, you know, call in and say, you know, these guys are charging me less than you're telling me, which I am not, if that's your price, I'm way under that. But I just want to be sure of that so I don't shoot myself in the foot.
Yeah, and that's kind of why we're doing what we're doing right now, John, is we're looking really closely at our distributors. We're really defining who our real distributors are and really, you know, weeding out anyone that's not considered a distributor, maybe more a retail customer. Because if you guys are putting in the work, if you guys are the ones that are pushing sales, if you guys are the ones that should be, you know, getting this great treatment with reduced pricing. And so that is why we do distinguish between wholesale and retail, and why we want to right now define that in our own company.
All right. Well, listen, I, you and I spent a fair amount of time on the phone over the last month on a couple of calls. And I'm very happy at David. Thank you for taking the ball and, you know, moving it towards closer to the end zone for us. Cause, you know, Scott and I talked and Miguel and I talked, and I, you know, just wanted to thank you, Miguel, for taking the time. You spent a lot of time speaking with me. And it got to a point where I was not comfortable going any further, because I don't represent the dentist choice. David's the guy that needs to, you know, take the ball from here. And I appreciate what you're both doing to get this call together and help us get some stuff out on the table as a team.
Well, thanks for getting the ball rolling in the first place, John. You were the catalyst, you and Scott, for this. So thank you guys.
we'll add Phil to that list too. Phil's been a great advocate as well for you guys, and so thanks, Phil, for chiming in and helping out move this this whole project forward.
Awesome. Scott, did you have some follow-up questions you wanted to ask at this point?
So, yeah, I mean, it came up basically in creating a marketing flyer, and you said you already have some ideas in place. There's a few things that I, you know, rightly or wrongly think would be great illustrations. Well, first, I know, unless I'm wrong, you guys were initially wanted – selling new instruments was your main thing, and the instrument sharpening and retipping kind of became a byproduct of that. So I know we as a repair service company have been mainly promoting that, but I do think that's a huge way for us to boost our numbers is to sell new instruments, not just trade-ins when they send them in for service, but just to have an order, you know, an office order, we need 20 new instruments. So I think somewhere on the flyer showing what your, you know, average Hugh Frady and some of the, you know, Milt, some of the common player instruments are, and then showing that in comparison to what, you know, and then, you know, samples available or something like that. So, you know, because a lot of people, if they're not familiar with the name, may just, you know, go towards the brand names, but, you know.
For sure.
Ironically, these same offices that only buy Hugh Frady instruments have been having their instruments re-tipped for years, not knowing that they now have a power dental tip on it that they love. But when it comes to buying a new one, they think it's a Hugh Frady instrument, so they spend the $65 on a new Hugh Frady instrument instead of spending $25. So anyway, just something showing. I think if we promote new instruments, that's going to make our numbers go up pretty significantly, because obviously a new $25 repair is a lot more than a $9 re-tipping, you know, job times 10 times, you know, 20. So something just showing the difference in the math. And then on the retipping part of the flyer, I do think a lot of offices still don't even know that it exists or have heard bad things about it or there's misconceptions. So the hygienist will sharpen it. Of course, they're not sharpening it with the mechanical integrity, so those instruments can no longer most likely be sharpened correctly. They have to be retipped because they took too much off the sides or whatever. But I don't think offices will sharpen them 3 or 4 times, then they'll just get the doctor will allow them to just buy new instruments. And again, a $60-something new instrument versus replacing both tips for under $10 or, you know, $12, whatever our new retail price is going to be for that, times I don't know how much over the year is such, I mean, yes, if you go to an office and beat a price by 50 cents over the course of the year, it might save them $200, which isn't nothing, but they're not going to jump ship or make any drastic changes. But something like that, you're going to show a pretty substantial number. So if there's a way to illustrate some math on what an average office spends on, you know, buying new instruments versus if they retipped them, that's kind of where I'm thinking, something that's powerful in the message if it could be done in a, you know, succinct way.
You know, I'm going to put the cart in front of the horse for 1 second, but I don't want to fully advertise this yet, but we are working on a customer care, customer one team, which will be tracking instrument purchases with different dental companies that would probably be available to Dentist Choices, and where we can evaluate ROIs on returns versus other companies like Hugh Frady, Henry Schein. So my department would specifically focus on getting data from these, you know, different practices and different doctors, interpreting the data and comparing it to, if they were to go with us, what their ROI would be for the year, for the 10 years, for the 20 years moving forward. So it's that I have to just throw it out there because that's something that we're moving and that's what we're working on right now, but it's not quite ready yet, so I don't want to. I also don't want to, but yeah, Scott, for sure, we can work on a brochure that shows some of the math and the ROI on it.
Great.
David, can I chime in?
Any other questions?
Absolutely, Monty.
This is Bailey.
Oh, sorry, Bailey.
That's okay. Miguel Bailey Tucker, the Dentist Choice in Raleigh, North Carolina. How are you doing, sir?
Hey, I'm doing good, Bailey. Thank you so much.
Fantastic. Thank you for being with us today and sharing with us what's been going on with Power Dental. thing that I really wanted to, well, two things. Going back to the literature component that we were talking about earlier, is there any way on the sharpening, well, mainly retipping, excuse me, one of the things that I run into more frequently than anything else, whether I'm doing a trade show, knocking on doors, whatever the case may be, the hygienists have been programmed since they were in school. Sharpening is okay. Retipping is unsafe, and and all this other kind of stuff. Hugh Freedy is huge about preaching that to everybody because that doesn't sell new instruments. So I mean, we all know what's behind it. But really, so when you're working on this literature, if you could spend some time debunking that myth, that would be very helpful to us and to everyone else who's out there selling your services and products, just because we know it's a myth. Unfortunately, the hygienists don't.
And that's kind of part of the whole telling the whole entire story. And so that's kind of what we're working on, making sure that you have the whole story in a brochure form so you guys can present it. Like, everything that we do from retail, it's manufactured in the same exact manner that any Hoop-Free instrument's manufactured. Now, there might be a different component to that, right, here, say, with a material that maybe the resin or whatever that is. But from a manufacturing standpoint, it is the same exact thing that they're doing. And so that's something that we're trying to get out. Obviously, we are aware of the Hoofreedy brainwashing or any the big company brainwashing. But all it takes is that one doctor, that one hygienist to be like, all right, we're going to give you guys a shot. Let me see what you guys can do. And then all of a sudden, it's like you guys are in, and that's what we're finding right now. So it just takes that one time to try you guys out, give us a chance. And then once they don't go back, they can't. It's because you're producing, it's not better quality. So for sure, we'll focus on that. I'm writing that note right now.
Along those same lines, this just as an internal document, just so I don't have to call and ask the girls from time to time. But when the other manufacturers like Hugh Freedy come out with their niche new tips called EverEdge, or I forgot what the newest one's called, so they'll ask, can you retip this? And when we send it back, it's just going to have your high quality stainless steel on it, but we need to be able to debunk or explain in a diplomatic way that that's kind of a marketing thing and it's not, for what you're paying, it's not going to last longer or whatever. But the three or four most common types of, trendy things out there are the things we get asked about, if we can service those. So just as an internal document, it would be great to have, a little explanation along, same way so we can explain to customers.
Yeah. I mean, the good thing we have going for us is when you talk about the EverEdge is that, you can bend it with your fingers. I mean, it's so flimsy, it's so tight, it's so thin that you can show it in so many different ways. But that's our edge that we're trying to gain here for you guys is how can we internally as a Power Down marketing team provide you guys all the necessary materials that you need to go and conquer. So believe me when I say that our focus here is our bread and butter with our distributors, and we're trying to find ways to make sure that we elevate everyone as much as possible. And so that is our main focus in our company right now.
One more question about the composition of the stainless steel. You're using 448, correct?
Yes, stainless steel, yep.
Okay. Are there different grades of 448? And the reason I ask, there's a lady in my territory that, that's what she does is sharpen instruments, and she does it for hygienists all over the country. It's amazing how much work she does. And she has made the comment, on a couple of occasions when I tried to get her to let me work with the customers when she can no longer sharpen them, just because I know I'm not going to get her to let me take over that business for her. And she's also had that beat into her from Hugh Freedy, so we won't belabor that. But she made the comment that the Power Dental tips have a very shrill sound when sharpening. And I didn't know, typically what little I know about metallurgy, when dealing with something like that, the higher the pitch, the harder the metal. And the softer the metal, the lower the pitch. Is that fairly accurate?
I don't want to take anything away from her or what she's saying or what her thoughts are. If that's her personal belief and that's what she's going to go with. Now, I'll have to look up different pitches and making different sounds. That's probably tribal knowledge I don't have in front of me. But I'll tell you guys this, and this will help you guys build more confidence, is that we don't buy tips that aren't chemically – we do chemical composition of all our tips, and we require certificate of analysis on all the things that we do. And so no one can sit there and say, if we request something, no one can sit there and there's a hardness and a specification or some type of batch record for that. We have that all in our hands. And so we don't just buy blindly and say, okay, well, we hope that you guys made this to specify. Everything that we do is certified and chemically, we test the chemical composition of all the things that we do. And so we have to, right? Because if should anything happen in the future, we have to make sure that we're getting the right stuff to our customers.
Outstanding.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
And by the way, I will be one of the first to admit, when the price increase came out, I flew hot, and I just knew there was no way in heck that I was ever going to be able to sell at that pricing until I did my homework. So I ended up correcting myself by doing a lot of research, trying to find other companies that did similar work, and nobody else was doing it for any less money or any better service than what you guys are doing. So that made me feel a whole lot better.
Thank you so much. Yeah, our stance is never to say, look, this company is doing this company is doing this. Our stance is, if this is how we're going to do it and we're going to raise this much on this pricing, then we better be ready to freaking back it up. And give me another 11 months, and we'll have another conversation.
We've already gone ahead and redone our paperwork, our marketing stuff to reflect the difference in costs. And I've actually even had a young lady that I spoke to. I haven't gotten any business from her yet, but she said, well, that sounds very reasonable. So evidently she's been checking around as well.
Oh, good. That makes me feel happy. I appreciate that. I appreciate you sharing that to the team as well. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Bailey Tucker, you are a smooth talker, man.
I learned from you.
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff.
I just don't have the sexy accent.
Keep working on it. Practice.
Awesome. Okay, guys.
I got the Midwest charm, I guess. That's the only thing I got. I don't got the accent, just the charm. You got to get in front of the person.
Very good. Well, that's all right.
All right, guys. Anyone have some more questions for Miguel while we have him with us?
Yeah, David, this is William Morales, Knoxville, Tennessee.
Hello, Will.
Hey, how you guys doing today? Miguel, thanks for being on the line today. I think my cell phone might have broke up a little bit. Did you say 440A stainless steel or 440C?
440A.
Okay. And then could you review retipping prices like you did for sharpening, just for my edification, to get my head around, what that looks like in terms of opportunities for selling it out in the field?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Are you discussing retail versus wholesale or just the wholesale pricing?
Yeah, that was great. The way you explained it for sharpening, if you could do that for retipping, that would be great.
Yeah. So for retipping right now at wholesale, for Dentist Choices, you guys have it at $2.50 per side. and everyone else right now, you know, obviously certain distributors may be a little bit different, but the wholesale, anyone coming in for wholesale pricing right now is looking at a price of $3. Okay.
And then, and
so what we've done,
the retail,
and then versus the retail, which is about double what that price point is for wholesale, so which is about $7.
So Miguel, it's John again. That $250 per end retipping, that's good. To are you holding that till the end of the year?
You got it, sir. Absolutely. And then based on how these next 3 months go, guys, and based on what, you know, objectives we can come up with for next year, I don't see there any reason to believe that there's no way we can't look into pricing again and say, okay, what's real here? What can we do as a Dentist Choice franchise and really excel and have everyone grow? So I'm ready and open for another conversation at the end of the year.
Okay.
Miguel, Will Morales, Knoxville, Tennessee again. Can you mind sharing your contact information? And then for a newbie like me, it's kind of walking before you run. I'd have to learn how to set up, you know, being able to ship stuff into you and get started in that way. That would be helpful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. My contact information. And David, maybe you want to send it out to the entire team? Would you be able
absolutely.
To do that?
Absolutely. I'll summarize our conversation here and send that out to everybody. With it.
Perfect.
Absolutely. Your email and phone. Will, so look for that from me in a little bit after the meeting ends for the discussion summary and then Miguel's contact info.
Hi, this is Phil from New Hampshire. I have a question.
Hi, Phil.
Hey, Phil.
How you doing?
All right,
yeah.
Man. All right. I was talking to Janie. She said that you said I sound like a 20-year-old on the phone.
You do.
I had a nice hard laugh. It was pretty funny.
Yes. See, you didn't know you were that young, did you?
I feel great, man. I wish I felt like a 20-year-old. What's up, Phil?
Well, I just bought the sale of 100 instruments. I do. This would be, they bought 100 like 2 years ago. And I lost, I think I lost to our friend from Shine. You sell them to me for $15. I sold 100 to them, it's almost 2 years ago for $16 a piece. Because I was paying $8 at the time. And I would have sold them for the same price if I paid $10 a set. But if I'm going to make any money, I could have never sold this for them for like $20. I don't know where they got their price, but the price was ridiculously low. I know they sold their own brand, but their brand is more money than yours. They're more than $27 a piece. If I come in with a big sale, would you work on it, on the pricing a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. Phil, yeah, you call me Phil directly. You email me directly, Phil. Let's figure out what we can do for you guys. That goes for everyone, all the Dentist Choices. You guys have a deal out there that you can swing and you guys need some help, or maybe we can back you up in one way or another. Let us know how we can help you guys. And look, come 2023, I hope we can establish all good, you know, numbers, and maybe you guys can have some type of matrix where if certain thresholds are reached, you know, with your franchise, then you can get a discounted rate. So, you know, all these things are coming, and I'm certainly not close to not helping you guys. So please keep that in mind.
Yes, because the pliers and stuff, the pliers and stuff, they used to be like, I know Henry Schein beats me up on this all the time, on their low-end pricing, and I know yours is a lot better than theirs, but I have another one that they do braces and the pliers for them. They used to give me 50% off all the pliers, and I gave the doctors 20%, and that put me right in range, right in the range of beating Henry Schein. Because we were about the same price, but the doctor, you know, yeah, it's only $10 more, you know what I mean?
Yep.
And they'd rather give me the business because they like me better than the Henry Schein salesman.
That's great. That's great, Phil.
Yeah, if you ever met him, he's not a very nice person to deal with.
Yeah, you guys have, Dave, please send my contact information out. I'm here for you guys. You know, we're creating a hub for you guys. Please understand that, these next few months, we're doing a lot. We're having a lot of change, a lot of good things coming from Power Dental USA. We are going through a rebranding. We are moving towards Power Dental Group. That will be our new name going into the new year. We're excited about that. All of the branding that you'll see, our website is going to change. It's going to look pretty stellar. So we're stoked. I mean, even at trade shows that we're going to right now, where we're not talking about servicing more so our innovative side. And you guys, that's something else, guys. Later down the road here, we get a little more established. When I can introduce you guys to some of our instruments that are innovative, I think it's going to really take you guys into a loop here.
You got to go straight. Take the next left.
Hey, can I ask another couple of questions, Dave?
Yeah, we've got a few more minutes. Yes.
Okay. Miguel, since you brought up trade shows, I do a couple of them a year, and some of them are, some of them are pretty small, but there's a good, pretty good size one that I
this
do
is one
in South way, Carolina. It's the North Carolina Dental Society meeting. Are you available, or is somebody available to do
four.
Joint work at a trade show?
Yeah, I would definitely be open to it for sure. I mean, we attend a lot of trade shows ourselves. I actually just got back from Switzerland last week. We go to a ton of trade shows, and so yeah, I would be open to if we needed to have a discussion on, you know, meeting you guys at a trade show or working with you guys at a trade show or maybe going together at a trade show. You know, the opportunities are endless, so definitely open to that.
Well, I know Monty Joff and I do a big one in Atlanta. We've done it 2 years in a row, and we've been talking about doing it again this upcoming year, the Hinman meeting, and y'all have been there as well. But anyway, just stuff like that that I think would be a really good opportunity to showcase your product and have a learning experience while product is actually being sold.
You're right. I mean, and the Hinman has been a great show for us. And at that time too, if we are there, we'll send everyone, whoever's there to Dentist Choice. That's how we, in Canada, we do the same thing. We have a distributor in Canada, and whenever we're in trade shows in Canada, we're sending all of the people wondering about servicing, we send them all to our Canadian distributor. Right? Because then if they all win, we all win at the same time. That's the easy way to do it. We're not sitting here competing with you guys. We're focused in other areas of our business. It's new innovative products that we're trying to launch. But, yeah, that's a great example about Hinman and something that we can look to in the future.
Very good. Very good. All righty. Well, we can talk about that offline and I'll open up the floor to anybody else.
Yeah. So just to kind of leave you guys as well, what I'll work on is some of the things we discussed, Scott. You mentioned some of the things.
Let me find out. I swear that's one of the other way, because that's where they see the doctor at.
Phil, are you there? Can you hear us, Phil?
Oh, yeah.
You can hear,
how do you
you hear your conversation there, my friend.
I'm trying to find a place. How did you unmute?
Star 6.
Yep. To mute your line, hit star 6. It'll remute your line, my friend.
I did that, and it didn't work.
Sorry about that, Miguel. Go ahead.
It's all good. So, just a quick review, quick recap, guys. Like what Scott mentioned, we'll get some of these brochures going, show some of the ROI, some of the retipping, how we can take the unbrainwashed and burst the brainwash with the 3D. And then just some of these other areas that we discussed, we can figure out how to get some content over to you guys.
Awesome. Well, Miguel, let me be the first to thank you so much for your time. I know the group really appreciated it because some of us need more education on this, and other guys just needed a little bit of more information from you because they're so experienced already in the business. So just want to really thank you for speaking with our group, Miguel.
Hey, thank you so much, David, and thank you all the Dentist Choice franchises for supporting Power Dental. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and we look forward to working with you guys hand-in-hand a lot more here moving forward for sure.
Thank you so much, guys. Take care. Have a great day.
Yep. Thanks, everybody. Everybody have a great day. Bye-bye.